Today, kids across the nation are returning to the classroom for the first day of school, but some teens are dreading going back. Many college-bound kids are stressed, anxious, and navigating new and complicated demands. They feel like achievement-oriented performance machines climbing the next tier of a relentless ladder to quote-unquote success. But at what cost? Bell Liang and Tim Klein have devoted their careers to helping students find their purpose. Bell is a licensed clinical psychologist and professor of counseling at Boston College. She founded the Purpose Lab at BC to advance the science and practice of cultivating purpose in schools and workplaces. Tim Klein is an urban educator, clinical therapist, and school counselor. Their new book is How to Navigate Life: The New Science of Finding Your Way in School, Career, and Beyond. Bell and Tim, welcome to Here and Now.
So wonderful to be here. Thank you, Jane.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Bell, I'll start with you. You work with students all the time who have what you call the performance mindset. Young people who are trying to find the fastest route to success, achievement at all costs. How do you see students suffering today? And what's the downside of this performance mindset?
Well, I see that they come into school with the same mindset that got them there. It's to do, to perform, to chase success. And it's really not the success itself that's hurting them. It's the obsession to achieve it. Because when they're piling up all these successes to try to prove themselves, to try to save themselves, it's their only goal, they're driven by overwhelming fear and anxiety to achieve it. And this is why the research shows that students with this mindset have all sorts of negative mental health and physical health outcomes also. It's a very sad and terrible irony that this obsession with chasing success and the stress of chasing it actually compromises their performance in the end too.
Mm. And on the other end of the spectrum is what you identify in the book as the passion mindset. Just do what makes you happy, you know, follow your bliss. Tim, what are the problems with that opposite mindset, the passion mindset?
I think the problem with that is when we put happiness as the center of what's most important in life, the research is very, very clear that it actually makes us more depressed, more anxious. It hurts our relationships with other people because it sends this very dangerous message that negative emotions are to be avoided at all costs. And when we only do things that we feel like we want to do, it can make us not do big, challenging, courageous goals that feel important.
So the performance mindset is this race toward achievement and success. The passion mindset says just do what makes you happy. Your research has shown that the sweet spot is actually what you call the purpose mindset. Bell, make the case for a purpose mindset. Why do we need it? Why is it important?
The other two mindsets are very focused on me. It's about proving yourself. It's about worrying about yourself. It's chasing after these extrinsic measures of success like wealth, power, prestige, just for the sake of measuring up to others. But purpose is different in that it turns your focus outward to the needs in the world around you. So whether it's your family or a societal problem that you're passionate about tackling, it gives you a reason to get up in the morning. It's not because you're terrified anymore that you'll be successful enough, but because you're excited about the impact you want to make. And the research is very clear that when young people, even from the most impoverished, marginalized communities, all the way to the most affluent, high-achieving communities, when they have a purpose mindset, they're more engaged in school. They're less affected by academic and life stress, so they're more resilient. And they're more likely to be thriving then in their careers and in their lives.
Tim, for years you've worked in high schools and dramatically increased college matriculation for even the most disadvantaged students. How did you help disengaged kids latch on to this purpose mindset?
Students need space to be able to know what is personally meaningful to them and what contribution they want to make. And just an example, I was working with this one student, Marcus, who was academically disengaged. He was on the verge of dropping out. He comes into my office and I just ask him, what do you want to do after high school if you could do anything? And his answer, like a lot of young men, was be a YouTuber. Well, why do you want to be a YouTuber? And his answer was really astounding because he talked about how he had been bullied when he was in middle school. And the only thing that got him through that was connecting with a YouTuber who had also talked about bullying, who made him feel not alone. And so that led to a conversation about how could he use education, whether he was learning editing, design, video production to achieve that purpose that he had talked about just through that one question I asked him.
But what about the people who are listening who may be thinking, I'd love to have a purpose mindset, but I don't have the luxury of that. I'm just working to survive, need to pay my bills, to put food on the table. What do you say to those folks, Belle?
I think that, you know, there's this misconception that you could only have one or the other. You can either be purposeful or take the practical route. And the reality from our research is that we see that young people who have a purpose mindset, as no matter how disadvantaged they are, that drives them to get up in the morning. It gives them a reason for living. And ultimately, it helps them to be more engaged in school and more successful at doing it. So this isn't about sacrificing a paycheck. And, you know, students need an opportunity to explore what really matters to them. And then there are ways to really consider the practical concerns that they have around financial security.
You say in the book that purpose is a completely translatable quality in every aspect of life, not just for students, but from first jobs to last jobs and everywhere in between. Tim, how so?
Yeah, I think there's this myth about purpose that it's kind of like a true love, that there's just one purpose out there and your goal is to find it. And the research is actually very clear that purpose is cultivated over time. It's actually practiced on a daily basis. So any moments in our lives where we're doing things that are personally meaningful, where we're using our strengths or gaining new skills, or we feel like we're contributing to the world, whether it's holding a door open for someone or trying to like make big societal changes, those are all elements of purpose. And so purpose, it's really not about what we're doing specifically, but it's about the intention and the meaning we put into why we are pursuing the goals that we are.
Belle, you and Tim have an interesting partnership. You write about growing up in a performance mindset. You personally, you're the daughter of first-generation Chinese immigrants who had high expectations for you. And Tim, you grew up with a passion mindset. You write being raised by quintessential hippie parents. They didn't push you. They just told you to kind of go follow your bliss. And you write about how these opposing mindsets landed you in very empty places. How did you each find your way to what you call the purpose mindset?
I had for my whole life believed in the education meritocracy, that if you work hard, you're going to be able to achieve anything. And so I did everything in my power to make good on my parents' sacrifices, bringing us to the U.S. so that we could have an education. And I ended up exhausted and confused because so much of what I was doing felt like I was living somebody else's life and not my own. There were some pivotal points in my journey, including during the end of my college years and during my early career, where I realized that, you know, I would be far more able to pursue my purpose if I just started listening more closely to my own heart and not just trying to live somebody else's life.
Tim?
Yeah, when my passion ran out, I started asking myself big questions, my parents did too, of how do you want to be remembered? How do you want to grow as a person? What do you want to stand for? And it was actually being able to ask these really, really big questions and seeking answer is where I found Belle and I found purpose and I found all the work. And I think the reason we wrote this book, it's all about asking students big questions and giving them the tools they need to explore it. But we've never taught parents how to have these conversations with their students. Mm.
Well, you both have skin in the game. You've got kids of your own. Tim, you have little kids, but Belle, you've got one just out of college and one soon headed to college. I've got one headed to college next week. As purpose researchers, what do you tell your own kids?
What I tell my own kids is that time always feels like it's running out, you know, even when you're 18. It feels like we have a very short time to make our mark in the world, and I think that drives a lot of anxiety. And so we look outside ourselves to try to fill that need of making our mark. But actually, everything we have, everything we need is right within us. You know, we know what we're intrinsically motivated to do. We have within us passions and interests and strengths that we delight in. And so much of the journey is about turning inward rather than looking outside to gain some goal that may never be achievable. We have right within us exactly what we need.
Tim, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think in really writing this book and doing the research on purpose as a parent, it's made me realize that my kids who are 5.5 and 3 already have a sense of purpose. They're innately curious about the world. And really, I see my goal as sparking that purpose wherever it may lead them. So I've really let go of trying to figure out, make sure that they're on some clear path to some sort of future destination, and just really seeing them for who they are, the strengths that they bring, the skills that they're bringing. And it's allowed me to be way more present, way more engaged, and just to have a lot more fun in the parenting. And that's really what we're trying, a message we're trying to give to all parents and educators in writing this book. Mm-hmm.
Belle Liang is a clinical psychologist and professor of counseling at Boston College. Tim Klein is a clinical therapist and school counselor. Their new book is How to Navigate Life, The New Science of Finding Your Way in School, Career, and Beyond. It's inspiring to hear people whose purpose is to help others find their purpose. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Jane. This was wonderful.
Yeah, this was great. Thank you, Jane.